It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? Hey, neighbor. What kind of a neighbor do you think this is? You ever seen a camel? This is a toy camel. Just a minute, camel, till I get on my shoes here. There. Ladies and gentlemen, meet the toy camel. See, it has two humps on its back. And this is the place that you sit to ride him. Oh, a real camel is very tall. Very tall. Mm-hmm. They're very good animals for hot, dry places. Because they don't have to eat and drink very often. They eat a lot and drink a lot at one time, and then they can hold it and go for days and days walking across the desert, not having to eat or drink. People get on them like this, you see. One time I rode a real camel. Yeah. Yes, and I had to have the camel get down like this so I could get on it. Well, would you like to see that time? We could ask Picture Picture to show us a film of the time I rode a real camel in a very hot country. Yep. Oh, hi, Picture Picture. Picture Picture, would you please show us a film about the time when I rode a real camel? There we are, riding along on the sand. See how the camel has to get down on his knees so that I can step off and wave to you? Thank you, Picture Picture. Would you pretend that you're the camel walking along, and then when it's time for somebody to get off, you just get right down like this and let the person step off? Would you like me to play some piano music for you to pretend you were a camel walking along? Just go along like this. And I have seen camels really run fast. So you could try that too. Want to try? Right there? Sleep, too. Sure. Want to pretend that you're a sleeping camel? And they waken up, too. there's the telephone. Let's see who it is. Let's see who it is, camel. Are you pretending you're a camel? Hello? Oh, Betty, hi. Oh, well, I brought a toy camel today to show my friends. If you want me to. She'd like us to bring the toy camel over. What is it? Well, what kind of a disappointment? Oh, all right. Okay, we'll bring it over. You mean right away? All right, we'd be glad to help. Okay, in just a minute. Bye-bye. That was Betty Aberlin at her little theater. She's had some sort of a disappointment, and she wants us to bring the toy camel with us and come over. All right, let's help her. Let's see what it's all about. She said she'd tell us when we got there. Will you come with me to Betty's little theater? Come along, camel. You're going to a theater today. Come along. Well, here's the camel.
Oh, thanks, Mr. Rogers.
That's all I had.
I thought I had to have something to show the people when they come.
Well, what happened?
The polka dot players were supposed to be here tonight, and they can't come.
Oh, so you have to make up something.
I don't know what I'm going to do. I thought maybe I could put the animals around in a circle, you know?
Just to show the people different animals.
Well, so they have something to see, maybe... Maybe I could make up a play or something, but they're all coming tonight.
Well, what's this?
Oh, that's a hoop. It goes under one of their costumes. See, their trunk arrived.
Oh. Well, maybe you...
See, the hoop goes like this, and you just tie it on, sort of. It's like a...
Yeah, that's great.
Oh. Yeah.
Is there a costume that goes over it? I mean, does that one go over?
That blue one might.
Why don't you try?
I don't know if it'll fit.
Well, you can try. Can I help you?
Oh, yes. Just a minute. I'll come right back and I'll show you.
All right, fine.
Be surprised.
Sure.
Okay.
She was disappointed. Maybe she'll make something up by herself. If she's expecting people to come.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes? Oh, why, you look like a princess.
Here I am anyway.
Do you have a wand? Could be a fairy princess.
There's a
wand. Hey, Bob.
Hi.
How are
Hi,
you?
Bob. Hello, Lady Evelyn. Wasn't there supposed to be a play?
They didn't come.
The polka dot players were supposed to come, but they didn't make it. Their costumes are here. Betty's trying to think up something for tonight.
You've got to think of something. Why don't you try and see if you can find anything in that box of costumes?
Is that what you got?
Yeah.
Oh, well, maybe I can. We'll make up our own little play or something.
Well, that's what I was hoping we could do. Mr. Rogers brought the camel. Oh!
Hello, Chief.
Handkerchiefs. Yeah. This could be a fireman's coat. more magic? Huh?
Oh! That's great.
Oh, I like handkerchiefs. Why don't I be Chief Handkerchief?
Huh? Good idea.
Okay. Let's put all these handkerchiefs right in there like that.
You look wonderful.
Let's throw one more for good measure. I'll pick out a real nice one here. Let's see. Yeah.
Oh.
That a dandy?
Polka dot.
There. All right.
Chief, handkerchief.
What would you like to do? How can we make the play?
Let the chief ride the camel.
I could try that. Let's see if we can get the chief to ride the camel. Okay, then.
I think that handkerchief should be tied around your neck, Bob. That way you can have yourself a Western outfit to wear. Don't you think, Mr. Rogers?
Okay, John. We'll do that, though. This one? It does give you a different feeling. Now I feel like a cowboy. Wait a minute, John. Say it again. Magic wand? Okay. My camel.
Yes?
Wants you to use the magic wand on me. And change me from happy to sad. I'll just be sort of neutral, sort of straight first. All right, use the wand. On her,
doesn't it? That would be good.
See, this hat's so heavy, I couldn't have jumped around like that, but I was very happy with, you know, really with my face. Oh. I was happy inside, and my face was happy.
Oh, I know what. I know what we could do.
What?
We could play hide and seek then.
Oh, right? Good.
Will you hide? Well, I'll hide and you seek. So you close your eyes. Don't
close
look.
My eyes?
Don't look.
Okay. Wait out to see where I can go. I'll hide my eyes right here, all right?
Okay.
Is that good? 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50. Here I come. All around my base is it. Maybe my magic wand can tell me where she is.
I might need the wand to find you.
You may at that.
Okay. I'll go down here. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50. Ready or not? Here I come.
Thank you.
be good. So we could do the happy and sad thing.
Hi, Joe. Hi, Bob.
Oh, would you help us?
Well, I'd love to. What's happened with the show?
The polka dot players didn't come, so we have to make up our own play for tonight.
Oh, really?
Because there'll be people.
Is that
coming.
Why you're in costume?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, well, sure, I'd be glad to help you. What can I do?
Well, maybe you could play something?
Sure.
Would you be able to come tonight and play?
I'd be glad to come tonight and play.
Because we're feeling much better.
You're feeling better?
Oh, why don't we play? You know, it's such a good feeling, darling. Yeah.
Oh,
can't
play.
We can practice. It's such a good feeling. Chief?
Hey, that's really kind of cute. Handkerchief.
Yeah. Why don't we play drop the handkerchief? That's another thing we could do. What do you think, sure, Fred?
Well, there are only three of us. But, I mean, I could drop it, and you could pick it up.
Yeah.
And you could drop it, and I could pick it up.
Yeah.
But, mm-hmm. I know.
Good, yeah.
Would you just play us some drop the handkerchief music,
some drop
please?
The handkerchief.
Just any little thing will do. To drop the handkerchief, too.
Good. Bruno will pick it up. With his ear. Drop the handkerchief, Bruno. You know that's.
Wants to wear it round your neck like you.
Oh.
And now there's a very special handkerchief. Would you please just move over here for a second?
Right over here?
Just about here.
Just like this?
Yeah, we have a very special handkerchief. Oh. Whoever picks up this handkerchief will get a very special surprise in a bunch of bananas.
In a bunch of bananas?
Yes.
Okay. I got it. What do I do with it now?
Surprise is in the bananas.
Where's the bananas?
Coming right up.
Here.
Don't look yet.
Coming right up with the bananas.
Okay.
Oh.
Is this? Oh. 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 Surprise.
Oh.
Here.
Oh. Surprise. Oh. It's back in the banana.
Let's put it on the banana.
It's a banana surprise.
A banana surprise. Sounds like something good to eat, a banana surprise. Oh, that's really.
You know, we could do that. We could end the play, and we would drop the handkerchief on you,
yes.
And you, oh. And you would get the banana surprise.
That's
What do you think?
I think you've really solved your problem for tonight.
Do you think?
Yeah.
Thank you. Mr. Rogers, will you take this back with you? I have about four more of them, and then we could have them all over the bananas, maybe.
Oh, I'd like to very much.
You want your theater clean for tonight.
Oh, my word. What a mess you got in here. I don't understand.
Thank you
very
much.
If you think I'm going to have to unify tonight, I'm going to have to get it right now.
Try it.
Okay.
Didn't they make up a good play?
I really enjoyed it.
Now let's just see when it jumps up. It's kind of startling, you know? Sort of funny. When it's just a little startling, so that's what makes it funny. All right, once more. One up now. You just don't know when it's going to happen. I'll try something on the piano like that. Startle you? Just a little startling. But I think that if you didn't watch my hands playing the piano, it would be a little more startling. Because you wouldn't... Okay, want to try that? All right. Because you wouldn't know when it was coming. Was it startling? Well, things that are just a little startling are funny. I think maybe we better feed the fish. A little bit today. Yeah. Betty was really very disappointed when she called here a little bit ago. Mm-hmm. And she was able to say so. And look what she was able to do in making something fine out of her disappointment. What if I were very, very sad, and all I did was smile? I wonder after a while, what might become of my sadness? What if I were very, very angry, and all I did was sit, and never think about it? What might become of my anger? Where would they go, and what would they do, if I couldn't let them out? Maybe I'd fall, maybe get sick, or doubt. But what if I could know the truth, and say just how I feel? I think I'd learn a lot that's real about freedom. I'm learning to sing a sad song when I'm sad. I'm learning to say I'm angry when I'm very mad. I'm learning to shout I'm getting it out, I'm happy learning exactly how I feel inside of me. I'm learning to know the truth. I'm learning to tell the truth. Discovering truth will make me free. Are you learning to sing a sad song when you're sad? Are you learning to say you're angry when you're mad? Well, that's one way to get freer and freer. You're discovering that truth will make you free. You and I will be doing more things together. You know when, don't you? Tomorrow. Tomorrow. We'll start the day tomorrow with a song. Or two, one, two. Tomorrow. Tomorrow. We'll start the day tomorrow with a smile. For you. Till then, I hope you're feeling happy. Till then, I hope your day is snappy. Tomorrow, tomorrow, it soon will be tomorrow and be our day. We will say a very happy tomorrow to you. You always make each day such a special day for me. You know how? By just your being yourself. I like you just the way you are. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood is made possible by grants from the Sears Roebuck Foundation and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
This is PBS.